the messages that I are a reflection of my community and people of African descent. So that's always going to be there. But as of right now, it's the focus now is I need to make sure my three daughters are okay. And I have been calling to see what I can do for the Martindale-Brightwood area, like delivering Chromebooks to families that weren't able to go get them, things of that nature.
One of your passions is growing fruits and vegetables, and you're also teaching your daughters how to do that, how to grow something, both when it comes to food and in your art.
When you're growing things, you're cultivating it, you're nurturing it. How do we cultivate our children now? Like the same way, you know, I'm growing the plant. Now I get to put that into my children. With my six-year-old, she's really enjoying it. Like every day, it's like she checks on the plants and then she comes and gives me a report. Mommy, the onions have grown. It's going up and up and up. So it's a science for her. For me, with my artwork, it's sketching those different relationships, mother-daughter relationships. How do you cultivate that? How do you grow it for your mothers and grandmothers, the man and woman relationship? How do you grow it? That has been a thought of mine, and I've been kind of sketching those things out, like how that would look.
Why did you create Black Vegan Fest, Indy?
Primarily to dismantle the cultural stigma behind that of veganism. Like, especially when you're Black and you talk to your family members about it or close friends, or then it becomes, that's that rich stuff. That's that, you know. And then it's kind of like, no, it's not. It's just a healthier way of living. To let people know that we actually do appreciate healthy foods, and we're not getting that in our neighborhoods. Like, there's a difference between equality and equity. We needed a Kroger in our neighborhood. Yeah, that's fine. Thank you. But then the equity comes with, why don't we have the same produce here that they may have in Nora? Why are our sections always understocked? I guess they do the whole demographics thing, but at this point in time, it's like, no, we need these fruits and vegetables in our neighborhood versus that of the Rally, Burger King, Wendy's.
We really need to keep body, mind, and spirit healthy.
Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And that means food and art, creativity.
Yes. The fruits and vegetables at its purest will create the purest of thoughts and intentions. And those expressions will come out through my art and whatever else I put out there.